Welcome to Critical Ditto, the Pokemon role-playing podcast that we all love. And here we are. It's early morning today. It's an early morning record. Because of that, not in spite of that, because of that, I am going through my morning routine, which consists of shaving for me. Just a lot of shaving, getting rid of the morning fluff, I call it. And it's a big bathroom, lots of mirrors. It's a public. We're in a hotel.
How many mirrors?
It's a hotel. It's one of those hotels, you know, one of those hotels where
why are you sleeping at a hotel? Is everything all right
mean,
at home?
One of those hotels.
The merry, you know, many mirrors.
One of those all mirrored hotels.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's next to the place where there's also the haunted house. There's also a big wheel. That hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, that hotel. That's the one. Yeah. Anyway, brought my shaving kit, so I'm just defluffing. And next to me, who's in the mirror next to me? Well, it's Alistair Hill. Look at him. Good morning, mate. How you doing?
Hi, mate.
I'm running the game. I'm running the game, by the way.
Oh, God, what do I say for this bit?
Right. I've set you up perfectly, Ali. I don't know what the problem is.
Sorry, after such a successful baton pass, I can only say that I, Alistair Hill, am here in my morning routine flossing. And I don't mean with teeth. I am dancing. I'm flossing. Is that still current? Is that still relevant, flossing? It is
Dad.
Now.
Dad!
And next to me flossing is a character I will be playing on this podcast, Kenny Mullet. He is on a quest to save Formia with his poker powers from some poker powers people. And he's got Pokemon helping him out. He has a Decidueye called Bowtie, a Gyarados called Mustache, a Honchkrow called Fedora, Kamoa called Kingfrush, a Galvantula called Fleek, a Spiritomb called Swirly, and a Salandit called Hoops. And I've flossed so much, I'm working up a sweat. I'm going to need to jump in the shower. Oh, wait, who's in the shower? Oh, it's David in a mirrored shower.
It's me, David, and I'm washing my voluminous hair. I've spent at least an hour working through every strand of this beautiful mane that I call my signature hair. And even though you all know it doesn't exist, you've all allowed me this privilege because it's that's
your
what
nickname
friends
for your
do.
Hair would be my signature hair.
I don't understand how hair works.
Anything goes in the mirrored bathroom. Anything goes.
Thank you
Morning
so
fluff,
much.
And, head fluff.
I'm just drying off my hair, which I imagine is what people do when they.
Well, it's going to take a while because there's so much of it.
Absolutely, it's positively too much. And while I'm looking in the mirror and thinking, my word, with all of this hair, I look a little bit like a former member of the Church of Slow King who's just become the new O of it in a surprise turn of events. Theo has on their team Togekiss, RIP, has a Medicham, has a Kabuto, annoyingly, has a Leavanny, has a Combi, has a Barbaracle, and has a Slowpoke. I think that's it now. The order's been thrown off without the R&B singing Togekiss, who would have been the perfect eulogist for their own death, but alas. And as I finish drying off my cascading hair, I see none other than Tom Dale.
I've been stood in this hall of mirrors and I haven't seen my reflection. I've seen a man shaving, I've seen another man flossing, and I've seen another man with an excellent head of hair showering. It's like there's a whole world through the mirror and only I am here in the real place. Are these all various personalities of me? Also, I see one other figure in the mirror and she's staring at me and she's copying all of my movements, like a reflection, if you will, but she looks different. Her name is Brandy and she's an ex-cheerleader of the Pokemon League. And on her team, she has Wimpy the Lopunny, Gary the Drapion, she has Snorlioni the Munchlax, Dr. Bunnelby the Bunnelby, Flower the Melmetal, and Lightning McQueen the Carcoal. Talk to me, demons in the mirror. What is this other world?
And... yeah, I think we got it, guys. The TikTok. It was a big TikTok trend. This was all the flossing, the shaving, the shower, and the demon in the mirror trend.
It's called demon in the mirror trend.
Yeah. But we got it. We got the whole thing. So that's going to pop. That's going to absolutely pop on the socials. Great work, guys.
I totally believe that being a TikTok trend. Demon in the mirror, 100% that is TikTok trend.
But you have to... okay, so summon the demon. You have to shave, floss, and shower at least 30 centimetres of hair. And that's the only way to give it. Okay.
And to be the demon, you only have to sign a contract with Satan. That's all you have to do to be the demon.
So did you sign?
Well, I'll tell you how I signed. If we find out how I signed and what happened last week now.
We were in a room literally full of reflective devices, and that's the segue that we got to what happened last week.
I didn't choose the segue. The segue chooses me, David, okay?
Listen, I had one chance to do it, and I blew it, so I can't complain.
Previously on Critical Ditto.
On the stage, the plinth where that original extreme ball had been demonstrated is populated once again by Tyler and Seto Kappa. Look at you! Look at you with your army in a stadium. Isn't this your dream?
I thought it'd be harder. I thought there might be some more of a challenge. You like the easy life, Seto. And I like the hard life.
It doesn't have to be over, please, Tyler, Tyler! And through the back
ooh,
of Seto Kappa's chest.
Togekiss, bad Pokemon, did not have a good plan. But you know, it just all felt a little bit cold.
All I can say right now is that it's still a choice if we're choosing between something bad and something less bad.
This could be information you completely ignore, but Phillips has arrived.
I like my poker powers.
So you're telling me I've wasted 16 years of my life because now you just kind of like having power?
She knows she did wrong, Kenny. But you don't have to punish her. You can just make her believe what you want to believe.
We find ourselves in the second part of this final interlude, I'm going to call it. And I think I'm just going to make this clear for players, for listeners alike. This is our last calm before the storm, I would imagine. And I want to take this episode to kind of open the playing field and say that here we are, as we were last episode, in the Conclave with pretty much, unless we can find a reason why they shouldn't be there, any character that we've met, that you want to meet, that you want to talk to, from our journey so far. You know, the Conclave is a great central meeting point. Either they're aligned with the Sifloatzels, or they are a refugee who has come here to escape the upcoming war. There can be a reason why anyone is here. This is the central meeting hub. This is where the Sifloatzels have based themselves. Theo, as leader of the church, has a foothold here. The refugees are here. And this is it. These hallowed halls, these halls of knowledge, are where we make our final resolutions, our final proclamations. So I'm going to kind of invite you, knowing what we know about what happened last time, the chats that you had as a three, I'm going to invite you to kind of, I would say have discussions, but I think it's clearer than that. I think it's an invite for you to set up your final arcs. Where do you want your characters to be going into this final arc? What are those story beats that you want to set up, and what conversations can facilitate that, if that makes sense?
I'd like to set up my story up by Brandy talking directly to the GM. Can I be the main character this one for this one? Can I just...
Whoa.
Can you
where did that fourth wall go? Ah, that was a really safe wall for me, and it's just been torn down. Hello, Brandy. Lovely to meet you. Lovely to talk to you.
It's not lovely to meet you. You've caused me a lot of pain over the last 4 years.
I'm curious as to
finally
how you
get
know
to meet the puppet
that I
master.
Exist.
Thought wow. It was Slowking. I thought it was Slowking, but yeah, all I did was
arguably I am Slowking.
I just
Brandy.
Went into the shower, and
wait,
there you
you're
were.
You're Slowking. Hang on, Brandy. If you just could you close the door on your way out? I need
right.
to be safe in my booth. Thank
Sorry.
You. Right. Okay, she's gone. She's gone, guys. Yeah, so we found ourselves in the Conclave. We know that General Phillips and the rest of the special defenders are going to be present for this incoming message from Professor Honey, the spy, in Team Mystic. So that I want you to imagine that as our closer. That is, if you approach the circle, General Phillips is there. Wait, if you approach that circle, that cutscene's going to trigger and we're off. We're off at the races. So...
Don't where... get too close.
There's like a perimeter around Phillips, so you just can't go in.
Are you sure?
Because once you trigger this, you can't go back.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah. I mean, Kenny, we know where you've just been, but Brandy and Theo, where have you been? And where are you going? What's
what
going
if,
on in the conclave
for Phillips
you
two? Is important for me to set up my story arc, but he also triggers the final cutscene.
Oh, no, there's another Phillips behind another door that go doesn't in. Trigger a cutscene.
Yeah, I've coded a yeah. second Phillips in the toilet. If you so if you go to the bathroom on the second floor, there is a second Phillips, but yeah. he only you appears pre-cutscene.
Yeah, okay. You've got to go. You've got to press up, up, B, right shift, Circle.
When you, yeah. Yeah, when
you also get
when
99 enter, rare candies if you do that.
When
so.
You enter the circle.
Missing no.
Yes, Phillips is missing no. Yeah. Confirmed.
The start of the cutscene when you enter the circle is Phillips coming out of the bathroom. That's it. Yeah. Solved it.
So he's in the bathroom until you. Yeah, okay, great. Understood.
And he says,
glad we set
wow,
this up. I'm really glad we set this
was.
Up.
And then we, if we had a scene with him, that makes sense. If we didn't, we can only imagine what happened in that bathroom.
Brandy, Theo. We'll start with you two. Whoever wants to take the reins, whether you're together, whether you're apart, like, are you in a corridor? What's going on? Let's paint a picture in this conclave. I imagine it's busy in there. There's so many refugees. Mm. There's so many acolytes who are busying themselves. I think we said in the last episode, didn't we, that their main task at the moment that Theo has set them is just to care for the incoming masses, unless there's anything else that Theo has assigned them. But let's set this scene. Sure. Where are we?
Could I take a punt?
Please.
I don't really mind who's with me for this one, but I feel like
well, it's
my
me,
gut...
Barney V. Timms.
Okay, I do care who's with me. I do care. I feel like the logical choice for Theo at this moment, and doesn't Theo love a logical choice, is probably to go talk to Juliet, because if we are the church and we're about to go to war, probably worth talking to our armorer. Effectively,
oh,
I feel like Theo would at least bring Aster along. Like, I think a little bit of logic. If Brandy wants to come along as well, great. But
doesn't
I feel
care
like
who's with them. Oh, but I want Aster. I see,
don't
okay.
really care. But it's could definitely not Barnaby Timms. It's definitely Aster. But I don't care who it is.
Okay. So you and Aster are heading towards the power tower to go and see Juliet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been informed of Juliet by people who actually met her, which I obviously did not do in any way, shape, or form. But
okay.
And then you just heard Brandy's last words going, "Don't eat the moussaka."
Aster is following you along the corridors. You haven't been to Juliet's lab before, have you? So I guess you're following the signage. You're following the Disneyland Park signage, which very clearly shows the way to.
It's literally called Juliet's lab on the floor.
Yeah. It's like arrows. It's very clear. Aster is following, and Aster is a little quiet. Where are we going, Theo?
So I have discovered, now that I am apparently the head of the church, hilarious, that we have an armorer that creates incredibly powerful magical weapons. So I thought if we're about to go into a war against Team Mystic and potentially the Pokemon League, just making some assumptions there, probably good to figure out what the repertoire is of the church. It's not really been my strong suit for a while. So I heard that there's a very normal person that runs it, and I would quite like to meet them and figure out what the lay of the land is.
Right. Okay. And you're feeling good about this war?
Well, I think feeling good went out the window a while ago, probably around trauma 3 or 4. But I'm feeling like we don't really have a lot of options left, if I'm honest. Unless you think there's another option, because please, if you've mathematically concluded that there's a way we can jump the shark.
It's interesting you talk about options. Theo, do you think there were any other options when it came to Andros?
In terms of defeating the Golduck, or in terms of anything that came before?
Obviously, I'm so grateful to Brandy and Kenny and yourself. I'm not sure how much you had to do with it, but for returning Andros to my care, but he does seem different in the brief time I've spent with him since he came to.
There aren't a lot of things that I would say are still an absolute of how I perceive the world, Aster. But if there's one, it's that our belief, by which I mean me, Brandy and Kenny, is that everybody should be allowed to live their life exactly as they want to, unless they cause harm. And you haven't seen some of the things that Andros has done. Admittedly, not of his own accord, but also of his own accord. And if we can return him to living a somewhat normal life after some of the things that we've seen that Golduck do, then...
I think it just, as a scientist, Theo, it scares me a little to see someone like Kenny make those choices so directly and so clearly without... I don't know, maybe that's just me, but I wish I could understand each variable before I made a decision. This is not like me. I'm usually much clearer in my thoughts. I'm just emotional, I suppose. This is odd. And Aster stops in the corridor. A flame from a nearby Vulpix just illuminating the side of her face. the second half, Cast in Shadow. Are you confident? Are you sure that we are following the right person? I know this, I don't want to have this religious debate again, Theo. You say you follow him because Slowking chose him, but he's just a boy. Are you sure we can put this much faith? What if we choose wrong? We might have the liberty of choice, but what if we choose wrong?
If I'm honest, Asta, I feel like we probably have already at some point chosen wrong down the line. I don't think that single choices are ever going to be the end result of anything. I don't think we're going to look back and say one person made a bad choice and here we all are. Do you know what I mean? There's too many variables in anything. He's a child, but who are any of us? Like, who are any of us? We just have to make choices. That's the wonder of choice, is that we all just have to make decisions and then we have to sit back and we have to think if they were the right decision or not. If Andros is different, fine, but Andros killed people. Andros did terrible things. We had a little bit more time with Togekiss when we were inside Kenny's Mind Palace. I realise that all of those words would have given you the ick, but when we were inside Kenny's Mind Palace with Togekiss, we really had the ability to choose our own adventure with that decision. And we had absolutely no choice but to do what we had to do. And I don't think that if Kenny and Brandy had had all the time in the world with that Golduck, that they could have made another decision, because we've had all the time in the world and we've seen what that Golduck can do. And the problem is that until we eliminate Frey, that was always going to be the case. We've tried every other option.
We're all out of experiments. Now we just have to see the data.
That's a very astute way of putting it. Now, I can feel that there's a little bit of a weird energy with you, and I would just like to address that I have maybe now not going to be able to flirt with you as much as we used to. So I can tell that that's probably weighing on your mind. So I just wanted to say that it's been really fun, but obviously you've got honey.
Odd, I'm married. That's strange to say.
yep. So
listen, I'm not in a great place with honey right now. I'm not happy with some of the choices that she's made, but that's not. Wouldn't bother me.
Are you saying that there hasn't been like a thing here? Are you suggesting that this is just? Because
what I'm saying, Theo, is I guess the experiment is over, and I think we just have to look at the data now, don't we? I think the.
Okay, well, I'm having a look at the report, and I'm like, oh, yep, no, absolutely had to take a look at the hypothesis and confirm the statement, which is we're both a little bit taken. Not saying that I'm pro monogamy in every situation, always be asking questions. So
the control variable says that I managed to control myself quite a lot, thank you. So I think maybe
you had to control yourself. Okay, well, okay.
All right. Listen.
Listen. What's all this racket out here?
Oh, hello. Hello.
Feels like there's a thing out here.
Thank you, Juliet. I knew we could trust you.
Into Juliet's lab we go. Asta backs off, just takes the clipboard. She's ready to make some notes, which I assume is why you brought her. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, it felt like a person who's logical is a good person to have nuclear warfare against a major corporation and
yes,
a terrorist group.
Hugely hiding blushes behind any strands of hair that dare to dangle across her otherwise incredibly tidy face. She retreats a little and allows Theo to speak to Juliet.
Hello, Juliet. I don't think we've met, but I'm now the ruler of the church that you call home. No other real way to put this. No other way to put this. As the O, always feels a bit weird to say, actually, as the O of the church that I formerly was excommunicated from and chose to leave multiple times, as the O of the church, I'm definitely okay with this. There's definitely no sense.
Asta just clicked.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
You go. No, I'm saying you go, Theo. You go. You make the statements.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I heard that you had... Well, A, I heard about a moussaka, which I'm definitely not going to try. Wink, wink. And second of all,
Unfortunately, then, joke's on you, because it's amazing.
But I also heard you had a lot of weapons. A lot of weapons, and let's be honest, Juliet, we're about to go into quite a period of violence, so I'd like to know, what have we got here? What have we
weapons
got here?
Weapons is such a... catch-all term. They're more sort of operations, experiments, theoretical
operations
ideas.
And experiments. Right.
But as the O, and Juliet doesn't really know what to do because obviously Juliet's never met the O. I think so. Sort of Juliet instinctively sort of bows. Right this way. I wondered. This is slightly off topic, but normally I need to part of the. The lab experiments that I run here, and generally I'm also HR as well in the church. And
HR? That's a lot of hats. That's a lot of hats.
Too many hats for one
weapons
horse.
And HR.
Weapons and HR. It's how it works.
I'm going to have to do a restructure. I hope you're aware. That's,
you only come to HR when you're
awful.
Serious, okay? When you seriously want to make a complaint, then you come to me.
And
okay?
Get retribution.
Well, it's very much the nuclear option, which I'm sure you're very familiar with as a weapons designer.
But
we
hold on record every member of the church's blood on file. So could I just take a little sample of your blood?
Okay, so what I'm hearing there, Juliet, is that you're trying to excuse the fact that you have a library of blood and you've decided to use human resources, which is a very important section.
Doesn't
of any
everyone have a library of blood?
I have a library
right,
of blood.
You get it.
Yeah. Theo, you don't have a library of blood?
Now, I do always say you should be asking questions, but in this instance, I think I'm not going to. So you two can share your phenotypes or whatever you're going to do later. I don't know if that word applies here, but...
I'm actually developing the blood type. It's a new Pokemon type. It's effective against everything.
Blood type.
Ooh. Juliet, why do you have the blood? Actually, no, I am going to ask this question. Why do you have the blood, Juliet?
Why
you got the blood, Juliet?
I told you for,
you doing?
For HR purposes.
I don't think it's for HR purposes, Juliet, if
I
I'm honest with
name,
you.
And, name, rank, blood. That's it. That's what I have. Those are the columns I have on my sheet.
Okay, so show me on your sheet, if you have your sheet to hand, what information is next to blood?
Theo, I've just been looking at the blood board here. There's a new entry that's just gone in, Kenny Mullett. Don't think he's a member of the
all the members of the church.
Yeah, he's not a member of the church, is he? That's interesting. Yeah. Juliet, why you got Kenny Mullett?
He was potential member. He's
now.
He said, I love the church, and said, would love... to be a member.
We're about to prepare for a very classic Theo role. Theo looms over Juliet.
Oh no.
Juliet, my love. Do you see this lovely bandolier that I've got here, this classic church bandolier? This, very good at getting answers out of people. Multiple paladins, several leaders of major internet.
Oh, I thought you meant Jason the
Combi. Oh no, not gonna use the God knows.
Yes, Jason's like, let me at him. I'll sting him.
I'm allergic to their stings. Oh,
well, this is new information, right? Yeah, so Jason the Combi
Jason
here.
Comes out.
Now, I don't know if you know anything about the male Combi, Juliet, but male Combi's stings are even worse because they don't have the ability to evolve. So if you don't tell me exactly why you have taken a blood sample of my precious, precious boy, this bee is getting stuck on you. Because Jason's angry. Jason's been through a lot. So if you don't give me the information I need about your little blood library... Oh, Juliet. Oh, dear.
Okay. Roll. Well, it sounds like Behind the Substitute, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Which is a charm roll.
Oh, classic so flat
charming.
Zero.
You were so charming just then.
Such a charming person.
Such a charmer.
I did call her my love, which I feel was a... it is a 4 and a 5 for a 9, a mixed success.
Okay, so you get your question. And of these here, which one do you think is most appropriate for this moment? Is your character telling the truth? Nah. What's your character really feeling? Meh. What does your character intend to do?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. What does your character wish I'd do? How could I get your character to...
I'm going to say it's what does your character intend to do?
With the blood. Is it like...
Yeah. What does Juliet intend to do with the blood? Yeah.
Well, Kenny's blood, slightly different. I'll come on to that one, because that was for a very specific purpose, but also helped me with my other purpose. I've been collecting the blood of church members because I have a hypothesis. When I received Kenny's blood, I was able to have someone who was actually poke-powered have their blood to compare to. And I was noticing that church members have trace elements of the similar and recognisable blood that are contained within poke-powers, which got me thinking that perhaps members of the church had latent access to poke-powers. Now, I have my own theories about why that is, but they're kind of foggy. In my mind, it's like I discovered something a while ago, but then, I don't know, I forgot it.
Had it removed.
Had it removed? I don't know. Anyway, it was
Juliet, how do you feel about Malamars? Just instinctually.
She dives into the pot of Misaka.
Okay, interesting.
I use it as a comfort food. Oh, it's good.
Torakat arrives with a tray of Misaka. Torakat,
I know what's going on.
So yes, and it's been part of my working theory, but I can create a device for each church member whose blood I have that can reawaken those cells within their blood that could previously have used poke powers. Kenny's blood, slightly different. As I was sort of working on poke powered reversals, which is exactly what I was intending to do, and it's what I told Kenny I would do, and I did want to, but then I thought, ooh, what an interesting power Kenny possesses. So I created this, and she pulls out a bow tie. It's like a little metal bow tie. Ali, what's like the reverse colour of Kenny's bow tie? I'm trying to think of like...
Kenny's bow tie is green, so...
Pink on the colour wheel is the opposite, but that's more for aesthetic
it's
purposes.
It's pink, but it's but, like... Yeah. It's very like clean pink. As well. It's a very clean, stiff, almost metallic bow tie. And in the middle, it's got the little vial of Kenny's blood in it. And this bow tie... the design was Torakat's idea...
All right.
And if you were to push the middle of the bow tie, you can do what Kenny does, which I believe is to create a liminal space between this reality and all of the many other realities that exist, that is a personal space that sort of allows you to inhabit someone's mental...
A mind palace. What you're saying is a mind
palace. Yes, we have a word for that.
That's a wonderful name. That is so much better than the head house that Terracat thought. Head house was bad. Mind palace.
Hey, now, let's not say bad, but mind palace is great.
You just see like a brainstorm of names over in one side of the room. We've got like mind room.
Cerebral like... conservatory.
Yeah, cranium court.
Brain
imagination
house.
Land.
Yes, imagination land.
So what you're saying to me, Juliet, is that what you have largely been doing is something that would allow for a sliding scale from dormant to active poker powers to either be made dormant if overly active or overly active to be made dormant.
Correct.
And you've also invented the ability to create a connection between me and somebody else to form a mind palace once whenever I want.
Just once. I think that was
just
the understanding.
Just once, because obviously right. The blood then gets
very
used.
Succinct, David.
The blood then gets used. It's like you really took what I said and distilled it down, because that's what I spend most of my time doing. I've spent most of my time coming up with a name for this little device, and you guys did it better.
I made this in 2 seconds. The naming? I am not a marketer.
No, it takes so long, and it's just me and Torakat.
Juliet, I really regret to inform you that when we separate your two jobs from each other, although I think we have exposed that one of those was a lie, and we will be having a serious chat with the actual HR department about that, we will be having a new head of operations to figure out work process here, because I felt like we've been wasting a lot of hours
it's
on that.
It's tough wearing so many hats, you know? It really is tough.
I mean, I love hats. I don't know. You presented me with some interesting choices here, Juliet. I am... going to take that bow tie, Asta. I feel like you're probably very pro that decision, but that's not the reason I'm doing it, because obviously it's a decision of my own. I just think it's nice to have... I'm not saying I'm going to use it on anybody in particular. I'm just saying it's helpful.
You don't have to justify
have,
it to me, Leo. You have all power here.
But the real question here is, ooh, that sliding scale.
Theo, let's think about this. What Juliet is proposing here is attempting to reawaken powers.
It would only be time limited. It's not like I can do it for ages. I could do it for as much blood as I have for the person, if you see what I mean.
And you could do this for any member of the church, you think?
I think so. Anyone who previously had poker powers. Or it can make very active poker powers dormant for a very short period of time as well. You know, I could do that.
I mean, Theo, the possibilities here are endless. If we assume that almost everyone in the church has been schismed, then you could awaken so many latent powers. But in doing so, would you not create weapons from people? I mean...
And in doing so, would I also not be Frey?
So, Kenny, we've just... Well, I mean, last we saw you, a door was closing on the library, the central library of the Conclave, in which you'd had an interaction with Clarissa. And we never saw the outcome of what happened in there and whether you did decide to use the powers of Cresselia to alter Clarissa's perception of reality. So, on that note of uncertainty, where do we find Kenny now?
Kenny is walking into the room where General Phillips has kept Barry Bolcutt.
Oh, cool. So where is Barry Bolcutt?
Kenny is wearing a long black cloak. They have a twirly moustache, a sinister gaze.
A cane clips along the floor.
As he opens the door, bam, 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 bam.
He has a son named Draco. It's all gone wrong. So obviously General Phillips has brought, as we know, as Ali has just established, General Phillips brought Barry Bolcutt to the Conclave as well, presumably. Yep. Is he sort of Hannibal Lecter style? Is he behind glass, like strapped into a suit?
I like the idea that there would be somewhere in the church that could contain members who,
it's Barry Bolcutt and a guy who didn't return one of the church's library books. They're the most... most dangerous public enemies, like room.
And the room is people who didn't ask enough questions.
Oh,
so
there are just
question marks all over the room. And
it's like the Riddler's lair.
Yeah, the Riddler's lair. And anytime someone says too much without asking a question, they get a little like buzz of electricity.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
You must learn to ask questions.
Oh, and is this something that Theo's put in since being Leo, or is this pre-date Theo?
I think this predates Theo. Okay. I think this is ancient church tech.
This is ancient church tech. Okay. So is Barry on the other side of some glass then? Is this classic sort of Batman and the Joker interrogation style? You know, sure. Kenny comes in with his Batman voice and Barry. So Barry's on the other side and Barry is dressed. Still in old Helsing clothes, but Helsing clothes that have been distressed and destroyed over the few days or months or weeks, however long it's been since he was defeated in the Corps and has spent time at the Wonder Guard Sanctuary with the other special defenders under close watch, close guard. His sleeves are rolled up, his waistcoat unbuttoned, a few buttons. His bowl cut hair has grown out a little bit, so it no longer looks as tidy a fringe as it once did. It's slightly over his eyes, very emo. He's just tapping his fingers together, his elbows resting on a small desk.
I've been expecting you, Mr. Mullet.
Mr. Mullet. What a pleasure. He looks slightly surprised that the door opens at all. I assume some acolytes have been bringing him and the non-question guy some food. No, actually, the non-question guy doesn't even get food until he asks for it. That's the key.
Yeah.
He has to ask the question.
Please, can I have some food?
He's on question strike. Yeah, do you want a bagel or not? And he's like, just say what? And the other ones are like, we can't stop. What's your favourite food? In fact, that's why he can't answer, because they just ask questions and he can't answer back. Oh, mate, what a mess.
He just keeps saying yes.
This is a character study. Mr. Yes.
Just waiting for Stuart to go, we're not doing this scene. We're going to do that scene. We're going to do this scene with the acolytes. Kenny, take a back seat.
We fade down on Kelly and Barry Bolcutt. Looking sinister.
So this other guy's just sat in a ditto lounger, a big plushy ditto that he's just in there, like shaking, trying not to ask any questions for the sake of his own pride. Meanwhile, on the other side of the room, Barry has a slight shock as Kenny enters the room.
Hello, Barry.
What are you doing here?
Well, I feel like there was some unfinished business between the two of us. And last time, I wasn't really in a place where I could engage with that. I don't know if I really am now, but I also don't know if I'll ever have the ability to be in that place again. So I wanted to see you.
Right.
How have you been?
Do you genuinely care?
Yes, I do.
Rough? I mean, they've taken decent care of me at the WanderGuard, but my entire worldview has been crushed. The woman who I saw as the most dangerous person in all of Formia, before I understood what you could do, is running rampant and is probably going to destroy the region in a matter of days, and I can do nothing but sit and watch from behind glass. So, it's tough.
Do you still believe what you preached?
What, the poker powers are dangerous?
That every single poker power person in the world needs to be rounded up, killed, etc.
I think in life, you have to make choices. And I think some of those choices are hard, but you make them anyway. Even if the outcome is something that's ugly. Because you know, deep down, there is something in you, some C-dot, that tells you that it will make the world a better place. Now, I'm not a megalomaniac, and I'm not a narcissist, and I don't claim that every decision I make is perfect because I am some deity, some god. But I know I've been hurt, and that's probably why I make these decisions, but I do them because I don't... What else can I do except follow my instincts? And my instincts tell me that poker powers have led to pain and destruction, and I have to do everything I can to prevent that.
But Barry, so have non-poker power people. So has everyone.
So then what do you do? What do you do? And Barry slams on the glass. What do you do? How do you live then?
You listen and you try and you try to empathize and you try to care and you respect people's freedom. You champion liberty. You champion choice. You don't try to contain. You let people live their lives and you try to encourage those who want to encourage that and try to discourage those who don't want that.
What's it like, Kenny, knowing that you could snap your fingers and with a wave of psychic energy, dark energy, whatever it is that's in your head, you could probably kill me if you really wanted to.
It is awful. Humans shouldn't have... It is scary. It is scary that one person can do that because one person is unable to see the best thing for everyone. I have tried to surround myself in people whose decisions I trust who can help me see outside of my own headspace. And at times... they've not been successful, and at times they have, and that is something that we are learning. We're not perfect at it, but we're getting there. And Barry, you were making it so that a whole race of people would have to live their lives in fear, would have to be shackled up, would have to be contained. But I can see how you got there. And I have to respect your choices, even though I disagree with them. That's what I'm struggling with. I'd like to introduce you to someone. This is my sister, Clarissa.
Clarissa walks into the room?
Clarissa walks into the room. Now, my sister made a choice a long time ago, Barry. She ran away from home, which is actually something that I did as well. So can I hold that against her? No, I can't. But she never came back. She never reached out. She spent her whole life hiding away from me and my family. And the pain that caused, I think, has run so deep. She's never actually met her youngest sister. The youngest sister that I have the closest bond to, the one that I condemned.
Dora.
Dora. Hey, you know Dora.
Yeah, everyone saw the end of the submission arc.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot it was televised.
You were literally unconscious on the floor, still had one eye on it. Ooh.
even the non-questions guy's like, I definitely know Dora.
I know Dora.
do I know Dora? Oh, no! No!
Sucked out of the room. And you know what? I can't forgive her for entirely turning her back on her family. And I came so close to locking her in a prison in her own mind because my anger was getting to the end of me. I came this close and then I realized that I cannot say it is my way or the highway. Who am I to do that? But I also see the justification in someone who might want to let her live happily in that world. So Barry, please find some way to live in this world and champion liberty. When I last left you, you were in a bad place. And Barry, today I'm going to give you a choice.
If you want, I can let you live in a world where you succeeded. I can let you live in a world with no poke powers in your head. Your physical body here, you'll be a nothing, a vegetable. But you'll be safe.
A carrot, if you will.
A carrot. Quiet, Clarissa! But I implore you not to choose that choice. Please find a way to live in this world and make it better.
Oh, cool. Cool! Okay. Do you want to roll this, Ali?
Yeah, I can roll this.
Yeah. It takes the decision off me, doesn't it?
Makes my life easier. I guess I don't want him to do
no,
it.
No, so a success would be him.
A success would be him finding a reason to.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess charm. Yeah. Your Kenny charm.
Kenny is a +2 in charm.
+2. Sounds good. Yeah.
That tracks.
So I have rolled a 9 + 2, Stu.
Okay.
11.
So Barry's hands are still against the glass, close to you, Ali, and it just allows his bowl-cutted head to rest with a slight thunk against the window. How can we stop more people growing up without their parents?
Clarissa walks up to the glass and says,
"Yeah, you take those multiple mullet family members, Ali. Do it."
Says, "Okay, I've got to differentiate this
from Kenny's. It's in my contract. I can't play any of the mullets. None of us can. Only Ali is allowed
only
to play
the Jets.
Anyone.
The Jets is an honorary mullet.
Jets is an honorary mullet, but by God, did I have to push to get that in the contract. My word."
Clarissa says, "I spent my whole life trying to educate myself, Barry. I think that's the answer. We need to learn in order to live."
"Am I going to stop Fry?"
Wait, back into Kenny.
"Hello.
She does not champion equality. She's trying to do what you did, but with more power. I've seen what happens when you defy her. She inflicts her will upon you, and I will do everything I can not to live in that world."
And Barry looks you dead in the eyes through the glass, Kenny. Tears welling. "You couldn't do it with me, Kenny. But if it comes to it, will you kill her?"
"Oh, I have to."
"Then I'm with you." I guess we fade down.
Fade down.
Ally acquired. Barry Bullcut joins the party.
What's Barry going to do?
I'd be interested to know what Cresselia thinks about that, but they weren't there.
They weren't there. They weren't in the scene. Nope.
Showering.
Oh, Cresselia comes out of the shower. It's like, "Anything happened while I was showering, Pete? Pete, did I miss anything, Pete? Pete, what's going on?"
Pete's crying.
Pete's just crying in a corner. Tuki's like, "Yes! Yes, Kenny! Yes! Win!"
Tiki just grew 2 abs on their stomach.
Benny confirmed.
Who's that Pokemon?
Taracab. Does anyone else suffer with hay fever at the moment? Is anyone else getting that real bad?
I think I've been in the city now for long enough that my natural country bumpkin resistance to pollen has actually just left my body, which is infuriating.
What's interesting is there is no hay fever in Barbados, so I feel great.
Do the coconuts not pollinate?
No, I don't think they do.
What do they do then, Tom?
They just
give about
you
the life
sweet,
cycle of a coconut.
Sweet nectar. They're basically born underground. They're then picked up. They're like plucked out by a coconut seller named Ray Ray. He then puts them, you know,
Everyone.
Sort of decorates trees, coconut trees with them, and then pretends to pluck them out of the thing by elbowing.
You've been talking about coconuts for half an hour. I thought we were doing a midsection. What is going on?
No, let me just finish.
I've had a child.
Let me just finish this. The coconuts then fall down.
This
Ray
is surreal.
Ray then cracks the coconut open, and inside that coconut is a midsection.
Okay. Oh,
there
we found
it.
Found the payoff. Great.
All right, I should probably
so
get
now
mid-section.
We have a midsection from Ray Ray.
Yeah, I need to get a midsection up. This is a panic midsection because I wasn't ready. This midsection comes from Galen Ezet Galloway. Thank you, Galen. Galen writes, "Hi,
I think a roving band of vaudeville-style slapstick comedian monkey Pokemon who are also somehow move tutors is a dumb and confusing idea. Concept art provided because that's faster than thinking and writing words. Okay, I'm going to take a picture and send it to the gang, but basically it looks like it's a primeape, an ambipom, oranguru, and, oh God, there's one that someone will be able to identify in here.
Persimmon?
No, it's not the. It's not.
Is it one of the
it's a new one. It's a very new one.
Zarude.
Oh, it could be Zarude.
It's a mythical from Gen 8.
Oh, dang.
Galar.
Yeah, it is Zarude. Wow. In what world, universe, does Zarude hang out with a primate and an ambipom?
There's something about this. It's giving that Simpsons episode where they parody the Beatles, where Homer, Chief Wiggum, Apu, and Barney form a four-part harmony group. This is that's what I'm getting from this.
I mean, that oranguru is John Lennon coded. Let's make absolutely no bones about it.
The oranguru in this photo is having a whale of a time. The amount of wavy lines on this oranguru.
Who is the Yoko to oranguru?
Maybe a simipaw, because simipaw, I could imagine, being a performance artist.
I was thinking
artist.
A simipaw.
Yeah.
That's a shell.
Simipaw gives white person with dreads. like, do you know what I mean?
Like, if Simipaw came out in 2023, they are cancelled immediately.
Absolutely.
So cancelled.
Yeah. 2003, just about fine.
Different time. Different
just
time.
About fine.
Yeah, 2003, it's just a misjudged music video. But
Simipaw does that like slack wiring thing that people do between trees. Yeah, I'm not going to go any further into my description of Simipaw as the worst of white people.
Simipaw, another problematic Pokemon that we found. We always manage to find them and I love it.
Did Galen submit this idea to us or just kind of give this... write to us and say this is a bad idea.
The subject title of Galen's midsection is NPC ideas that is entirely monkeys, but not the bad NFT kind, in brackets. So I think Galen drew an amazing picture. The picture was called Monkeys, with a million S's on the end.
There's a hint of whimsy to this email, isn't there?
Yeah.
Is there, Stu? I think they're taking this very seriously.
There's something about the primate's haircut that's really cracking me up.
Oh, yeah. It's giving me real credence from Fantastic Beasts' haircut, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very Barry Bolker, actually.
Except
is there anything there? Is there anything?
I wonder if there is.
Barry Bolker primate.
So are we suggesting that maybe Barry styles the hair of his Pokemon as a bowl cut?
It's possible. He had a Bishop, didn't he?
Bishop. Well, Bishop's got a bowl cut generally. They've got
he's got a helmet on, so you assume underneath the helmet is hair that matches.
That is cursed. A cursed image.
I don't think we've seen any of his other Pokemon, so are these just the other Pokemon that Barry had that he just let them all go at some point and let them become a troop of move tutors?
I wonder if the move tutors is like a sort of little con. Maybe they're like move tutors for poke-powered people to help, like, we'll help you with your powers, when actually then they just kidnap them. Like, loads of the people in the prison were kidnapped by the move tutor monkeys.
So this was a Team Helsing scam.
I think it was a Team Helsing scam. Team Helsing scam.
Wait, Simipaw's looking a lot better than I thought she was.
So they were targeting poker powers and saying, we'll move tutor you how to use your power.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
In this prison.
In this locked up facility.
Or even like, imagine if you were a person who cries acid rain and you run across the move tutor monkeys and they're like, oh, you can forget that move. And
they all do it in perfect harmony as well.
Hello, my friend. Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
This is not the end. No, not the end.
Wait, were they a barbershop quartet? Have we just made them a barbershop quartet?
I think we've made them a barbershop quartet. But I think it's important we do. They're wearing little hats.
Galen's an unreliable narrator, Tom. The six S's of the monkey? I don't know.
That's true.
Okay. So is that it? Are they a Barry Bolker undercover group that I guess now
But then who is Simipaw? Whose Pokemon is Simipaw? Who sent Simipaw in?
Let's just say it, Buizel.
Buizel.
Oh, Buizel with Meowth to Meowth?
Wait,
Battle of the Band situation.
That's maybe Meowth to Meowth feel a bit threatened.
Meowth to Meowth were playing in Buizel's...
They were. Yeah.
I think Meowth to Meowth asked Buizel to help them sort out their problem.
Yeah.
Which is...
That was the payment for their show. There was no money exchanged.
It was just I know just the agent for this.
You play our cage match.
And then the Meowth to Meowth, all of the Meowths went, ooh, okay, yeah, problematic. Exactly what the monkeys need to ruin their image, Simipaw.
Oh, so they're trying to get cancelled by bringing in a
in
a Love Angel Music Baby Gwen Stefani into a No Doubt situation, Gwen Stefani situation. Okay. Love that.
And lots of old people in Formia don't understand. Lots of old people in Formia are like, oh, but I love the Monkey Move tutors. And all of the young people are like, no, you have to
not like
CD.
Them anymore.
Well, there we go. Thank you very much, Galen, for that midsection. I chose it in a panic because it's 9 a.m. and none of us were ready.
I think Galen wrote it in a panic, Tom.
If you have a midsection, you can either write it in a panic or you can take some time over it. It's up to you. But you can submit a character, a location, or an item, or anything you want, and send it to our email, criticalditto@gmail.com. And if you are a champion of our Patreon, you get priority to submit. Just go on patreon.com/criticalditto to find out more. So I'm going to put this midsection back inside the coconut. Ray Ray, can I get a...
Simipur will play Ray Ray.
Oh,
100%.
Oh, yeah. I now...
With an accent.
I am with now an uncomfortable accent. With this. Who wants to take on the role of Ray Ray? Anyone? Anyone?
Who's that Pokemon?
Tauracat.
It's Tauracat.
Benny to Brandy. Where are we at? Where are we at, Tommy?
Brandy has just left a very smug argument with Heron where she said, you got to admit it, Heron. Bash is now the older sibling.
What
really?
Do I have to admit?
Really?
What?
I think
what?
Really, Bash is the older sibling now.
What do you mean older sibling?
You defer to
out,
her.
I came out earlier.
Older
sooner?
Sibling is more of a
more
state
recently.
Of mind.
No, wait, that's
like
younger.
Kenny.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Heron, I've been trying to explain age to you for all these years. And
well,
you've
I thought age was just sort
now.
Of, if I feel like I'm older, then I am older, right? That's if
exactly.
I'm winning, I win at things, so I win
now
the age.
I feel like
the
I'm
age
older.
Game.
Exactly.
Right.
And now I'm telling you that you now should feel younger because...
Well, I can't hear any of that because I haven't got my hearing flute in, so... That's,
you're right.
This has been
and
a waste
Brandy,
of a conversation.
Brandy sees the hearing flute on the ground and just kicks it under the table further.
Oh
well, I guess it's gone.
Oh, squibbits. Okay, all right, off I go to retrieve that.
Brandy, I think an acolyte comes up to Brandy.
It's me. Bonjour. This guy.
Okay, ooh, you tell
guy.
Me, acolyte.
Yeah.
What were you going to tell me?
Ah, you had an idea for me to say something to you?
Something to me.
Your wake-up call is ready?
Ish.
You
see, ish.
Yeah?
You
had
say,
your nap?
I think this acolyte has come to tell Brandy that her mother is oh. at, the,
at
the...
At the gate.
Has arrived.
She has arrived. Yeah, yeah.
As
yeah.
the sort of refugee.
Your maman is arrivée at le gate.
What? In Sloking, are you saying? What does that even mean?
One secondment to Kalos and they think they can just do whatever they want.
What
yeah,
is
they're actually
apple?
Not French. This
Mother,
is just...
elle est bibliothèque. She's heading to the library.
My mum can't read. Are you sure it's my
In
mom?
English?
Your mother
In English.
Is...
Oh, my God. Whiskey's been French this whole time.
Your mama is ear. Oui.
My mother is an ear. Okay, well, you have been completely unhelpful, but I think I've got the gist.
Au revoir. So where are you, Brandy? Are you heading to the entrance hall or is,
well,
is
I think
your
she's got a sort
somewhere?
Of a cold sweat forms, you know, on Brandy's sort of back. Brandy's like, okay, mum's going to be at the library. Maybe I could. And then she's almost tempted to, like, go in the exact opposite direction and sort of be like, oh, maybe I can sort of avoid having to see
Lopini?
My mum.
Lopini?
No, I totally want to see her. Like, absolutely, I want to say hi. Of course, like, great that she's made it and, like...
Lopini.
And has come here. I thought the invisible house in Surfloat would be enough for her to be fine. But no, she's come all the way out here. All right, Bunnelby, yes.
Munch, okay.
Okay, well, Munchlax, you've just said what Bunnelby is... Gary, stop.
Real metal!
Back in the ball, everyone.
Everyone back in the ball.
This is since I became much lighter, a lighter touch with my Pokemon. They're all now doing whatever they want.
They're talking back.
Oh, I tell you what, discipline is hard in this game. And so Brandy takes a deep breath and heads towards the library. Is that where she was?
She could be in the library if you want. Yeah, that's where the fine. French guy said. But who believes him?
Yeah.
he was mad.
I think fine. Let's go to the library. I think it'd be quite funny for Brandy to be in the library anyway.
I think the most spiritual
of places in the church.
The great hall has filled with refugees very quickly. So this is the overfill car park for the conclave. They've set up the library.
They come here and they get escorted to where they need to be.
The amount of slapping hands off refugees off books must be going on in there.
Yeah.
They've got a whole new swathe of paladins in there to go, get your hands off.
Yep.
Hands off.
Yep.
Hands off.
Yep.
No.
That's the first
thing. That is an ancient text. Do not use it to wipe yourself.
First rule Theo came up with was like, don't let anyone touch the books. Okay. No one is allowed to touch the books.
Okay. So there's a whole like community of refugees, the newer arrivals, who have just heard that the Conclave is a safe place to go. I don't know if your mother got word that you were there, Brandy, or if she's just... What do you think? Has she gone there?
Got word that I was here. I think
okay,
that was
so
her
she's been like...
Motivation
right,
to come.
I'm heading here.
Because she was safe in the Invisible House. And maybe she got bored of the Invisible House.
Was your mum in the Invisible House? I feel like we...
That was Elisa and Drunfisk, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I feel like I'd have told my mum about the Invisible House.
Did she move in?
Yeah, she moved in.
Is she dating... Drunfisk now?
Maybe, who knows?
Day 22 in the Invisible House.
Drunfisk
and whiskey have reacquainted after 14 years.
Elisa's purposefully flooded the whole house to try and get them out.
Okay, so your mother is there, in amongst the other refugees. Is she alone? Is she with anyone else? Is anyone else there?
You've given her...
Well, the only other person that we know related to whiskey is...
Cassius Flash.
Leo. Cassius Flash.
Okay.
Well, yes, Leo.
And Leo.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, no, Delia the Celia is
there. Oh, yeah, I think Delia's there.
Delia's there. Is Cassius Flash? That's the question. Is Cassius Flash there or is he at the Pokemon League?
I think Cassius Flash is there as
okay.
well.
Okay. Sleepy Ali, would you mind sleepy Cassius Flash as you've,
with pleasure.
You've been wont to do? Okay, so you see your mother from afar, and obviously a lot of the refugees and acolytes are talking and everything, but you see Cassius and Whiskey in
I
deep
think
conversation.
Brandy sees them, and then Whiskey sees Brandy, and just at the top of her voice just starts shouting, Brandy! Brandy! Over here! Brandy! And like to the point where Brandy is now 5 feet away from her, and she's still going, Brandy! It's me! It's Whiskey!
Can you see me? I'm here! I'm in the chat!
This is a library!
Brandy!
This is a...
Oh. Well, it's not a library if you don't let us touch any of the books, is it?
Okay, Mum, let's calm it down. We're very much
guests. I was interested, all right?
What book would you want to read, Mum? What book? You want to touch a book? What book would you touch?
History of the Unknown.
Okay. I'm best friends with the O, so...
Might be
I'm
true
gonna,
crime. I love true crime.
I'm gonna
be cold cases.
Whiskey, I found the book.
Avalon's Guide
to
Cold Cases. Yeah, we could do a bit of true crime while we're here, couldn't we, Cassius? I mean, you love investigating cold cases.
I do love it. Yeah, you know me.
Right, the disappearance of my husband. Have you got anywhere with that, mate?
Still no idea. I mean, absolutely no clue. No clue where you could be.
The coldest of cold cases.
Cassius, you're a walking cold case.
But I did save a small child in a Patreon special.
Oh, congratulations.
Remember,
well,
that was me. I did do that. I took a small detour on my main quest.
Yeah, no, good. I'm really glad.
Also found a book here, 10 Pokemon that are cancelled and their reasons why.
Don't touch that! Bang! Simple. Don't touch it! Yeah. Stop it! Yeah, no, Cassius, really great that you know, abandoned the family for many years and didn't help me raising my daughter, who is here now. Maybe you've got something to say? Have you got something? Because you didn't...
Well, Mum, actually, we sort of met.
Me and Brandy go way back now.
Well, what? We don't go way back. Let's not give you that much
so
credit.
So many years. We did so many, you know, niece and uncle bonding.
We didn't. He slept.
She bought me a best uncle mug on Christmas. It's Christmas. I bought your best niece mug and I bought myself a best uncle mug.
Good.
What about me? What about sister? Anything?
You were a bad sister.
Wow. Did you at least get me a bad sister mug?
He writes on a paper cup, bad sister, and just gives it to her.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, God.
I'm so glad you guys made it to the Conclave.
Did you send a message to me, or did I just sort of hear you were here? Is this like a...
I think you must have just heard that...
Okay, so you didn't... All right, so you don't want me here.
Whoa,
is this weird
whoa,
for you?
Whoa, no,
is this
no,
odd?
It's not weird. It's not weird at
no,
all.
No, I know. You're doing stuff. You've got big missions to achieve. I'm just your mum. I'm just surfing mum.
No, not at all. How have you been? You've been all right? How was the journey?
Well, not great, Brandy, because, you know, the entire region is on the brink of war, and I'm in a church library where I can't touch any books instead of in my shop, because, you know, these are unprecedented times, and I'm having to talk to my brother who's giving me this mug.
Reconnect with your brother.
Jeez Louise. Oh, Brandy, what? Please say something. Please stop this.
Well, I was wondering, actually, Mum, if we could talk...
S-Class Trainer, he's sat in a library.
Could we...
The Pokemon League is literally about to be attacked. And what is he... He's in a cocoon sleeping bag with a Thoratris as a pillow. What are you doing?
Yep. Poison is completely ineffective against steel. Did you know that? I did not know that.
You're an S-Class Trainer, Cassius.
It wasn't non-effective against your buttocks, was it? When you got stung by the Scaroopy?
Certainly was not. And I do have a metal butt.
You've augmented yourself with a metal butt to protect against things.
Did I not tell you I'm half android?
No.
No, actually no, but makes sense. Makes sense.
Cassius Flash, you know, shiny steel, makes sense.
Cassius
makes
Flash sense. Drive was my is my full name.
Where'd you plug it in?
Subscribe to our Patreon to find out.
Thumb drive.
Anyway.
I'll show you my floppy disk. No, I'm sorry.
Hey, stop.
I'm sorry. I'm done. Oh,
there's a random refugee just whispers to Brandy, I'm so sorry about your family. Like, oh, don't worry about it.
Delio.
Yeah, Delio. It's and she kind of looks at Delio and sort of strokes his little moustache.
Delio.
Hello, how have you been?
Delio.
Always happy. Always good to see you. Mum, anyway, I think Theo, Kenny and I are probably going to be heading
Stepping
out.
Stepping aside because things have gotten bigger than you could probably handle? Yeah, no, I get it.
No, we're going to be heading out soon. So I thought...
Where?
Well, I don't really know. We're sort of a special squadron now. We're sort of a secret agent team. Yeah, we might be heading out. So I just wanted to, you know... drop in and say hello as I heard you were here. And
wait, Brandy, special agent Cassius, I mean, listen, you're not a great brother, but you are an S-class trainer. Can you please explain to Brandy that now, on the brink of war, is not the time to be going out as a girl, woman.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm just panicking a little bit here because, you know, you're my daughter and you're very special, but you are not...
Mum, yeah, don't
Brandy,
panic.
Maybe you should just let, you know, people with a bit more experience handle this. Stay with your family.
Cassius, you're here. You came all the way down here. What?
Oh, wait.
What?
Well, precisely. Yeah. I'd trade Cassius for you in a heartbeat, my love.
Yeah,
Cassius, get out the sleeping bag. Let Brandy in. Go to the league.
5 more minutes.
Oh, jeez. All right.
But, Mum, I just want to say, look, Theo, Kenny and I, we've been in dangerous situations before and we'll be absolutely fine. But as you're here, I did think I'd catch up a bit with you because I've actually realised, like, a lot of your life I don't know much about because I've been too scared to ask you about. I've been too scared to kind of broach into that section of your life. But I just think, hey, no time like the present. So, like, where did you and Dad meet? Like, when did you first set eyes on each other?
What are you talking about, Brandy? What do you mean?
I just want to know about you, Mum. I just want to know about your life.
You've just told me that you're going out on some mysterious mission and you're trying to learn details about my life. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know what the mission is. And I don't know. I'm thinking Brandy sort of makes a sort of decision. Well, she makes a decision to sort of lie to her mum. You know what, Mum? They actually said the mission would be far away from the war, like it's a separate thing. It's, again, like refugee stuff. You know me, I have to help somehow. But they said it wouldn't be in the main war zone area. We've done enough, apparently, as it were, which, you know, I completely agree. But yeah, as you were here, I just thought it might as well be good to catch up.
Roll plus charm.
Roll lie to your mother.
Lie to Bunnelby in the Pokeball. I just think Bunnelby. So much judgment. Brandy is a plus one in charm. So she got a 2 and a 4 for a 6 plus a 1 for a 7.
Just
about succeeds.
Scrape through.
Okay. Cassius Flash doesn't believe you at all.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Cassius Flash. Imagine unzips. Yeah. From the sleeping bag. I'm not going to just say Cassius Flash on zips.
Your mum's
sleeping bag.
Your mother grabs, holds your arm as well. And what are you wearing right now, Brandy?
She's wearing like a big oversized church
merchandise hoodie that says
Church and Dice.
Church and
Dice. Church and Dice.
She's wearing some Church and Dice. which just says it's new and it just says Theo equals the O. And then
I see it like a fraternity hoodie with OY on the front.
OY,
like.
Yes. Exactly. And then her legs are showing because she's wearing shorts.
Okay.
And hasn't really thought about it, but like the scars from
submission. Your mum just clocks those scars and she doesn't say anything, but she just looks at you. Just a simple mission. And you can tell she doesn't really believe you, but she's almost like in that motherly way, choosing to ignore the fact. I mean, whatever Cassius is gonna say, whatever, but she's almost like that's what our relationship's gonna be, is it? We're gonna just a refugee mission, yeah?
Yeah. Just a refugee mission.
Okay, Cassius, if you'll excuse me, I think I need to go and find the restroom somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Good luck with your refugee mission, Brandy. And she pats Celio the Delio as she gets up and
Celio the Delio.
Delio the Celio, yeah. Listen, she's upset, mate. She's upset. She can't work it out.
She doesn't know whether she's coming or going.
She just walks off.
You're going right into the thick of it, aren't you, Brandy?
You know what, Cassius? You've not been helpful today. You've been...
If I had a penny.
But yes, I am going right into the thick of it because now's our chance. Frey's going to be there and we can finally, I don't know, we can finally do something about her. I thought you'd be there too, Cassius. I thought you, someone who's been working to find out where Frey has been for 20 years, would be there.
Brandy, I know where your dad is. Why do you think I've not told you, Mum?
Probably the same reason I haven't told Mum.
Exactly. I've had to put up this facade of ineptitude and being a bad brother, being a bad uncle, because I can't face telling her. I have no way to fix this. She's lost so much. Please don't let her lose her daughter, the best thing she has in her life.
She's not.
How close have you come to not being able to come back? Pretty close?
But I always came back.
You did. You are so strong. You deserve this. Points to the S-Class logo. That pins it on her. You deserve all of these gym badges. You are so brave. Please be smart. And please come back to your mum.
I'll only deserve these, Cassius, if we stop Frey.
That's not true. You already deserve them. You are holding yourself to a standard no one else has ever held themselves to. You're putting yourself on a pedestal against people who have achieved so much less than you and yet have been rewarded for so much more. This badge was supposed to be that I am one of the strongest trainers in the region. I have done nothing compared to you to deserve this. You've already deserved this. If you stop Frey, I mean, you will deserve it.
We will stop Frey, Cassius. I will stop Frey. I have to do this. I've been on the sidelines my entire life, cheering on everyone else and then being a burden to everyone else. You can say all you like about what I deserve, but what I do know is we have to stop Frey and I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I love Mum. Nothing is going to change that. I love Leo and nothing's going to change that. And for some crazy reason, I love you too when you've been the worst. But we have to put a line under this. We have to stop Frey. And to be honest, I can't face Mum when she comes back. So maybe you can just tell her that the mission called early and I had to go. Look after her, okay?
Of course.
Make up for that 20 years of ineptitude, as you so called it.
I haven't been a very good uncle. I haven't been there. If you need me, Brandy, I will come. And I will not be alone.
To be honest, Cassius, I think Mum needs you more than me. Brandy sees Whiskey coming out of the bathroom and runs. She just runs away.
Right, are we ready to trigger that cutscene?
Oh, I just want to do some leveling up first, dude. Just a bit of grinding, yeah, mate?
Okay, yeah. On the chime echoes in the rafters.
David and I have to evolve some Pokemon. So.
Yeah, if we could have a Kabuto versus Salazar.
You're already at the assigned level cap, unfortunately, guys.
Theo has created.
Is this a hardcore Nuzlocke? And you didn't realize I did have to kill my last Pokemon. So, yeah, I guess.
Theo has designed a Dragon Ball Z style time beryllium chamber where they can put Kabuto in for 100 years of training, which would only take a minute in human years.
And they still come out of Kabuto. Kabuto is thousands of years old and still not a Kabutops.
Oh, God. They've sparred against every paladin in the church.
Come on!
Kabuto! Imagine the irony if Kabuto's stone shell was made of Everstone. It's been forged from the rock of non-evolution.
Yeah. Okay. We thought Salandis was female this whole time. Gender famously doesn't exist in Formia.
Nah, that's true.
Famously doesn't exist.
Right, General Phillips is in the central hall, in the forum chamber.
With the circle around him.
Yeah, it's a kumbaya circle. Everybody, right, come sing with me. We're just going to kill some time while we wait for the main three to finish their conversations. So here we go. Fly baby, my friends, fly baby. Flabberby evolves into Floet. Who remembers who comes after that? Because I don't.
Oh, it is Florges.
Florges! Thank you. Thank you very much, Heron.
Formia has a new hit song, and that's what I'm putting on the front of my newspaper on the eve of war.
Philip, have we any idea when the message is actually coming through? Because I'm getting a bit nervous. I'm getting a bit sweaty.
We are waiting on the main three. They are having some poignant moments, baby.
Also, can we sit down? We've been standing for 6 hours.
You know, don't you dare sit.
Guys, I finally found my hearing flute. Nobody panic. I can finally hear that song you've all been singing. Oh, my Slow King. That's Bash.
It means he loves it. He loves it, guys. You should probably do it again.
Also, Adri here, I really resent you referring to them as the main three. I feel like I've sort of broken in enough to the point where perhaps...
Well, you're here. You're here.
Yes.
Yeah, baby, you're part of us. You're with us now, aren't you?
God,
so where are you?
God.
Can you define it, Adri? Can you define the relationship you have with the main three? Oh.
And you see Adri just go anime full red as they're like, I would prefer not to define anything. Thank you very much. No, let's continue on. Let's come by Flabebe. Let's.
Right. Which of you Sofloatzels is coming in to trigger? All the three of you at the same time?
We've all joined at the same time.
It's the only way.
Okay.
It's
all of you guys. It's the Sofloatzels. Lovely to have you here. How are your scenes? We had a great time. We had a sing-along here. Everyone feeling good? Everyone feeling
psyched? Oh, I'm glad
psyched?
I missed that. Glad I missed that.
Yeah?
Oh, no. Did we miss Kumbaya?
I'm sure you'd have all gone with Komala, my lords, but apparently the sense has gone out the window whilst I was too busy.
News just in. Theo wants a solo.
It's my favourite three. Oh, I'm so buoyed. It's wizard at your best.
I have not missed... Any of you, literally any of you.
Heron's like, obviously.
And Adri, you're fine
Adri's
too.
Adri's in the corner facing the wall like, didn't miss anyone at all.
Heron, Adri and Asta all stood next to each other and suddenly I realise I really have a type.
They all push their glasses up their nose.
Simultaneously. guys, I'm getting a call. Who wants to press the button? Hannah, you do it. You press that little green button.
I pressed the wrong button. I accidentally said no.
You ended the call.
Oh, no, baby.
She's leaving a voice message now.
All right, it's a voicemail. We'll have to listen to it afterwards. Okay, hang on. Let me just press play. Hang on. Here we go. Boop.
Hi, y'all. It's me. It's Professor Honey. I'm in a broom closet on the rough day or the flash mullet. It smells like butter sandwich in here, and I can't explain why.
A single tear runs down Kenny's cheek. He just goes, better days.
One of the brooms has a face on, but I'm not going to investigate that right
now. Don't you dare touch him.
Kenny, it's a voice message. She can't hear what you're saying.
She's
sorry,
left
I also can't
she can
pause
respond.
It, so could you all shut up?
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I had to stop speaking there because someone walked past the broom closet, so I had to just shut up for a second. I hope that didn't ruin the message at all. Listen, if Asta is there, I don't even know if she would be. I don't know why that would make sense. I just want to say... I'm so sorry I didn't tell you what I was doing. I just had to take some action. I was so worried about Andros, and now Andros isn't even here, and my plan has all gone to shinks. Ooh. He's gone on some secret mission. I hope he's all right. I really do.
We see Andros on a gurney in the corner.
Pale,
clinging
sweating.
To life.
clinging to consciousness. But yes, Esther, I'm so sorry, baby, if you do hear this. I'll come back to you. I promise I will. And Andros is going to be fine. I love you.
I love you too.
So, there's a big party here tonight. Massive, massive party. They're calling it the sort of evening of the Poker Power Revolution party. It's a whole vibe. I'm having to sort of get into it. I'm trying to throw away the cocktails and the plants where I can, put them in my poison bottles, but I've had to imbibe a few. So I won't lie. I've had some fun. I had some fun at the Poker Power party. Don't judge me. I dance with Elaine. She's good sass to dance. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody. I'm in too deep. I need to get out. But, yeah, the plan is apparently they're going to attack the Pokemon League on the morrow. Apparently Frey's decreed that there is going to be an assault on the Pokemon League and that she's targeting the Sephiroth tree. Apparently she's had word that it's leapt to the Pokemon League. I don't know why. Nobody really does know. The main people think that we're just attacking the Pokemon League, but I know. I know it's because of the tree. Phillips, just, you know, use that information well. Tell the people who need to know. All right, I gotta go. I gotta go back to the party. Elaine's gonna be missing her dance partner. Okay, all right. I love you. I love you all. Bye-bye.
God, she used to be the non-chaotic cast member, didn't she?
Yeah.
And now look.
I don't know. She descended from the roof on a carnivine.
I think she was always pretty chaotic.
That's absolutely fair. But there was a campness to it that has descended into chaos.
Yeah.
And I love it.
General Phillips eyes everyone.
Well, baby, I guess that's it. Pokemon League tomorrow. And distinctly looks at Brandy Theakenny. You are ready to do what you need to do?
Brandy looks at her little S-class pin. She takes it off and puts it in her pocket and says, I know what we've got to do.
The words of Barry Bolcutt echoing in Kenny's head saying, would you kill Frey if you had to? And Kenny says, I am prepared.
Theo,
anemic from the blood loss.
Theo feels the edges of the pink bow tie in their bandolier in a newly crafted pocket, looks at the other two and goes, I think it's time somebody has a rough day.
And with that, we cut to the rough day.
Ooh.
And we see Rosie exiting a broom closet.
Elaine salsering alone
in a room adjacent. But as Rosie / Professor Honey makes her way back towards the party that's happening below decks, she sees Frey alone.
I'm just Rosie. I'm tiny.
Frey is wearing a party hat askew, but otherwise nice. She's just sat against the banisters on the edge of the ship, sort of hugging her knees against her sarong knees flip-flopped to her chest, and is just sort of staring glassy-eyed up into the night Formian sky. Rosie?
Yes, hello, it's me.
Hi, Rosie. You enjoying the party?
Well, between you and me, Elaine could be better at salsa. She's danced it for so long, but my feet are far smaller than she's used to.
You'd think with that level of practice that she'd be better at the salsa, I know.
You would.
I get it.
But otherwise, great. Love the punch.
Having a good time, that's good.
Yeah, dizzy punch, making everyone really messy.
Mm.
Very good.
No, they're having a good time, and they should be. It's the evening of an important day. A pivotal day. Do you trust?
Oh God!
Everyone, Rosie.
Yeah, sure. Not everyone.
Rosie, jump off the ship. Jump off the ship.
Yeah, I just Locke Murmur just got back.
Oh God!
From
the conclave and Andros is gone.
Oh, no!
Adri has betrayed me.
What? You mean the two people from that thing we did where we killed that guy? Half of the people there are now not here. Oh, man. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I look at that party. I look at that ballroom, Rosie, and I just know that whatever they say now about championing the new world, championing me, I don't trust any of them. And she looks pointedly at Rosie. Any of them. It's hard to say that I have a bond with anyone here. And that sort of looming threat just sort of dissolves as Frey's shoulders sag. And I just wish I didn't feel quite so alone.
Right, yeah. Well, good thing you got me then, I suppose.
Good thing I've got you, and she holds Rosie close. Good thing I've got you, Rosie.
God.
You know, I feel like we've grown closer since Clive left.
Clive was holding me back. And you know what? You're right. He did go to that farm.
It'll all change tomorrow, Rosie. It'll all change tomorrow. No matter what. It has to. It has to. Because my time is running out. Has to be tomorrow.
Your time?
Go enjoy the party, Rosie. Go enjoy the party.
But I really feel like I'd like some more information about what you just said.
Rosie.
Yeah.
Elaine will be missing her dance partner.
Ooh, good point. I don't have much more of an alibi.
Arr, it's me, Taronius Chunder.
Thank God, someone else who can be in here.
When you said time, Frey, do you want me to move the ship closer to the Pokemon Lake, or are you referring to something more specific?
Aye, aye, Taronius.
Aye, aye.
Full speed towards the Pokemon League.
Okay. Well, I tried, Rosie. Well, I'll drive the old ship.
And with that, the rough day turns its mooring. Banks midair. Half the ship in there. The party table.
But because everyone is already dizzy, punch drunk, they stay standing.
They're like, woo! Calico's punch, my gosh. Going down a tree.
And the rough day ship turns its view, its bow, towards the horizons where you can see the ramparts of the Pokemon League itself in the near distance. And upon those ramparts, as we zoom in, we see Tyler, cape and scarf billowing, and thousands of blue sparkles, blue eyes dotted across the rampart, the wind howling as we prepare for the final showdown.
An ominous end to an episode with a little bit of comedy, a little bit of tension, and a big old load of feels. Setting things up nicely for the final season of Critical Ditto. The actual final season, by the way. Not like that fake final season in the church. This is the last one, we think. Hope. No, it is. It is the last one. Starting with our very own wild charge into the foray of the Pokemon League. Hello everyone, it's me, Ali, I'm back doing the outro this week. Huge thank you to Carrie Morrison, the patron and BFF of Critical Ditto, not only for last week's episode, but also for this one. Carrie once again came to our rescue with editing help, and so I just wanted to shout them out. And you know what? If anyone needs any audio help, Carrie is the one. Email us at criticalditto@gmail.com and we can put you in touch with Carrie, because wow, are they highly recommended. Enormously huge thank you to all of our magnificent patrons, as always. There's quite a few new ones here, actually, which is very exciting. But I'm talking to the likes of Freya, Lily Glider, Rosie Skies Ahead,
rosy skies ahead, maybe? I don't know. Christy, White Phoenix 52, Blake, Mega Noodle, Nicholas Andre Rubio, Zachary Turing, Elena Mikhailov, Mr. Man, Anorak, Purple Turkey, Lord Toffee, Not That Nick, Anthony Robin Stanley, Brandon Wood, Carlton, Tommy Portillo, Aidan Clark, Inclusive Investor, Sandy Swain, Mark Swift, whoa, let's try that again, Mark Smith, Brad Demon Dowker, Mike Cabbages, Dr. Rani, Jerembi's Mum, DGZ, Ollie B, Alex W, Crispy, Huxley Spicer, Beth Shivers, Jam, Heather L. Snell, Megan Taylor, Betsy Lewin Lee, Ryan Teague, Darius Jakowski, Polkadash 55, DW Hollins, Audrey Resendiz, Ellie Lieberman, Jerembi, Turtle Lover 2244, Martin Blackwood, Scott M, Dr. Megaman PhD, Heike Lee, Kaika Pin Cosplay, Big Fat Nuke, Jonah Jackson, Trigula, Josh Anderson, Alchemage, Cesar Trevino, Force Majeure, Ryan Mitchell, GGT, Crandon Creations, Eric Eichinger, Millamoy, Ginny Voss, and of course, Alistair Collinson. Thank you to each and every one of you for all of your patronage, and of course, to Carrie as well. If you want to become a patron, support the show, be on the show, get bonus content, and much, much more, you can go to patreon.com/criticalditto for more information. And if you can't afford it, simply leaving us a rating and review on your podcast app will hugely help us out too. As always, thank you to Michael Sands, the creator of the TTRPG Monster of the Week, the game system we have hacked for our show for Pocket Monster of the Week. Thank you to Glitch X City, Epidemic Sounds, and Braxton Burks and the Material Collective for music and sound effects. Thank you to Junichi Masuda and Satoshi Tajiri for Pokemon. Couldn't have done it without you guys. We are not affiliated with Game Freak, Nintendo, or the Pokemon Company. We are not-for-profit and fan-made. Thanks to each and every one of you for listening. And thanks to David, Stu, and Tom for playing with me, being my friends and yours. Follow us on Twitter, at Critical Ditto, if Twitter is still a thing anymore. Thank you, Elon. Follow us on Instagram, at Critical Ditto Pod. That's definitely still a thing. I'm pretty sure of that. And join our Discord. Details of how can be found on our Twitter and Instagram pages. And finally, go and be the very best, like no one ever was. In other words, just be yourself.
I slept on the sofa last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm cheating on Jen. I'm not.
Oh, what a reveal.
Yeah, I'm cheating on Jen with you guys. This is it. True. This is the illicit affair.
I've always dreamed of the day you'd say that to me, but it feels a little bit less chic than I thought it would be. I didn't expect it to happen at 9 in the morning.
No.